哈利路亚，愿主耶稣的恩惠、平安、喜乐时常与我们各位亲爱的长辈还有弟兄姐妹们同在。
哈利路亚， may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all the elders, ministers and members.
今天晚上小弟想跟大家一起来学习的题目是论断与劝勉。
So tonight the topic I would like to share with everyone is do not judge but exhort one another.
很多学生都已经进入到了放假的状态，看到他们的喜乐，很轻松。
We know a lot of our students have already started their winter break, and we can see the joy on their face.
在这个新年的时候，总是大家团聚、欢喜、快乐、互相送礼、互相道喜的一个时候。
And during this time of the year, it's always a season that everyone share the joy, exchange gift with one another.
那你有时候我们就要去想说。到底有什么优点能够我们来称赞他？
And sometimes we have to think about the strength, the goodness that we can praise on others.
总是在新年的时候说一些好话。
And during the New Year's time, it's a time that we speak some good words to each other.
但是圣经却这样子的教导我们。
But the Bible teaches that.
我们来看箴言的第二十七章。
Let us turn to Proverbs.Chapter 27.
二十七章的第十四节。
Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17.
箴言二十七章的十四节。
Proverbs chapter 27, verse 14.
清晨起来，大声给朋友祝福的，就算是咒诅他。
14. He who blesses his friend with a loud voice, rising early in the morning, it will be counted a curse to him.
所以这边说清晨起来大声给朋友祝福的，大声来祝福的，不是来帮助他，不是对他好，而是以圣经的这个角度来看是咒诅他。
So here from the perspective of Bible, he who blesses a friend with a loud voice in the early morning, it's not helping the friends, but actually it's a curse to him.
所以你想想看，妈妈早上起来都一直念你，这是爱你。
SoYou can think about this that when your mom rises up early and keep nagging you, it's actually her way to show love to you.
好，那为什么祝福是早上就祝福，这是不好的呢？
But we have to ask, why is it to bless, to praise in the early morning is actually a bad thing?
祝福不是一件好的事情吗？
Isn't a blessing a good thing?
好，那到底在什么样子的情况下它会成为不好？
What, under what circumstances that the blessing can become bad?
我们来看一样是箴言的第二十五章。
Let's read another chapter in Proverbs 25.
二十五章的第二十七节。
Chapter 25, verse 27.
吃蜜过多是不好的，考究自己的荣耀也是可厌的。
27. It is not good to eat much honey, so to seek one's own glory is not glory.
好，所以一些好话听在人的耳朵中，听在人的心里面，好像就是吃到蜜一样的甘甜，一样的喜乐。
So maybe a lot of time a praise is like a honey to our ears, but if you eat too much, it's not good for you.
适当的称赞就好像适当的吃蜜这个是好的。
Just like If you have to consider the amount that you intake.
但是如果吃过多了，就算是好的东西，它也变成不好。
If you eat too much, even the good things can become bad.
那在过多的称赞会使一个人变成骄傲。
Too much praises can actually cause one to be proud.
过多的称赞会让一个人不会去反省自己，看到自己的缺点。
Too much praises can actually cause a person not to.Ponder not to reflect on their weaknesses.
如果一个人早上起来就是听到称赞，从早到晚。
So if a person wakes up in the morning and all throughout the day, all he hears, all he receives is praises.
那他会觉得哇，我是一个很好的人。
Then of course he could think himself as a wonderful person.
久而久之，觉得我什么都是对的，没有什么需要改变的地方。
And as time goes by.He will think that he's perfect and there's nothing that he needs to change.
但是实际上他其实有很多的需要改变的地方，需要进步的地方。
However, in fact, he has a lot of shortcomings he has to work on.
但是都没有人告诉他。
But no one tells him.
好，所以二十七章一样是箴言的二十七章。
So in the same chapter, chapter 27.
二十七章的第五节
，verse 5.
当面的责备，强如背地的爱情。
Verse 5. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed.
啊，所以在这边讲，如果真的爱这个人，关心这个人，那一定会当面的把他不对的地方帮他指出来，让他知道。
So here, the Bible tells us that if you truly love and care for this person, then of course you will rebuke him openly.
当下可能非常的难受。
Perhaps at that moment, everybody feels terrible.
啊，但终究经过了好好的思考、省察、改变之后，就会体会到那一份啊实在的爱。
But after this person thinks and reflects, he can actually feel and experience the true love.
好，所以我们在这新年的时候，或者是年末新年，大家欢喜快乐的时候，我们不要只是想着怎么去讲一些好话。
So in this New Year season, let us not just think about how to praise one another.
或者是讲一些祝福的话而已。
Or just say a word of blessing.
我们更是要思考怎么样能够讲一些造就在爱心当中的诚实话。
Let us think about what kind of words of reflection that we can say in true love.
好，那我们今天的题目是叫做论断与劝勉。
So today our topic is do not judge but exhort one another.
好，所以不管是论断或者是劝勉，其实它有一个一样的地方。
So whether you judge or whether you exhort, there's similarity.
就是把对方一个做的不好的地方把它指出来。
That is to point out the shortcoming of another person.
我们来看马太福音的第七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
七章的第一节。
Verse 1.
马太福音七章第一节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 1.
这边主耶稣说，你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。
Here our Lord Jesus Christ tells us that judge not that you be not judged.
主耶稣他讲得很清楚，说你们不要论断人。
Our Lord Jesus say very clearly, do not judge others.
好，那我们来看希伯来书。
Let's read Hebrews.
希伯来书的第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书三章的第十三节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 10.
来书第三章的第十三节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 13.
总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
Verse 13. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
好，所以在这边希伯来书的作者，圣经告诉我们，趁着还有今天，天天彼此相劝。
Here the author of Hebrews Bible tells us that exhort one another daily.
免得中间有人被罪迷惑，心就刚硬了。
Lest any of us be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
一个人在被罪迷惑，行为、生活、言语有偏差的时候。
If a person is deceived by sin, his conduct, his word has gone astray.
不要等到明天。
Let us not wait until tomorrow.
趁着今天。
While it is called today,
找到一个机会就去跟他说。
Find an opportunity to tell him.
让他早一天能够从罪的迷惑当中来走出来。
So he can wake up one day earlier from sin.
好，所以这边说到要天天彼此相劝。
So here tells us that we must exhort one another daily.
那问题出在这里。
So here's the problem.
论断跟相劝总是在讲到别人不对的地方。
To judge and to exhort, we are actually pointing out things that this person is not doing right.
好，正常的人都不会去想要把别人不对的来讲给他听。当然有些人很喜欢去讲人家不对，但是都总是在后面讲。我是说在他的面前把他不对的地方讲给他听。
Normally, we wouldn't want to confront others like face to face. If we see a shortcoming of a person, usually we'll take it privately or behind his back.
我们可能怕他会讨厌我们。
Because we might be afraid that this person will hate us.
或者怕他会跟我们吵架。
Or this person could start a quarrel with us.
或者我们存着好意，但是我不知道要怎么说，怕。说出来了也不一定能够帮助到他。
Or sometimes even we have a good intention, but we don't know what to say, and we might be afraid that we will offend this person.
更何况主耶稣说不要论断，那我如果不小心论断到他了怎么办
？Especially when our Lord Jesus Christ tells us not to judge. I mean, what if we judge him unintentionally?
多说多错，少说少错。我不说我就不会犯错了。
To say more, it's more likely that we made a mistake. But if we say less, then no mistake.
对 long,、oh, so
less mistake. But if we don't say at all, no mistakes.
但是在圣经我们看，从这个刚刚我们所读的希伯来书，我们是不得不说，总要就是要说啊。
But actually, the book of Hebrews tells us that we must say.
好，那如果一定要说的话，到底要怎么说
？So if we must say, how can we say?
首先我们要看标准。
First, we need to look at the standard.
你今天把这个人不对的地方讲出来，你的标准在哪里
？When you point out this person's wrongdoing, where is your standard?
很多时候我们在讲这个人、别人不好的时候，尤其是家里的人。总是按自己为标准、我不喜欢你这样子。
You know, a lot of time when we point out the wrongdoings of others, usually it's our families. We base the standard on ourselves.
有时候孩子真的是很辛苦。
You know, sometimes children they have a hard time.
因为爸爸的标准跟妈妈的标准不一样。
Because the standard of parents is different.
那到底要怎么办才好呢
？What can they do?
小孩子很聪明。
So the children are very smart.
他就会去问那个。标准对他比较合心意的。
And they will always go after the standard that is more serving favor to him.
早上就问爸爸可不可以吃冰淇淋。
In the morning, they ask the dad, "Can I have ice cream?"
他知道去问妈妈绝对拿不到冰淇淋。
Because they know that if they go to their mothers, the mom will say no.
所以前天小孩子去学校带着冰淇淋去，其他的家长一看到就说这个绝对不是妈妈同意的。
And so if the children bring
不是 if 啊 two days ago
the children bring ice cream to the school and the parents
其他的家长看到就说这个绝对不是妈妈同意的。
This is definitely not agreed by the mom.
真的每一个人的标准是不一样的。
It's true that everybody has different standards.
我们要有这样子的一个认知。
We must acknowledge this fact.
但是我们要真的要做劝勉的时候，我们的使用的标准就非常的重要。
But when we exhort one another, the standard we use is very important.
因为你如果用你自己的标准，其实那就成为是不好的。
If we use our own standard, then it's not good.
我们来看圣经的一些例子。
Let's see some example in the Bible.
我们看约翰福音的第七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 7.
约翰福音七章的第十二节。
John chapter 7 verse 12.
我们从十一节开始好了。
Let's read from verse 11.
七章的十一节，正在节期，犹太人寻找耶稣说他在哪里。
Verse 11, then the Jews saw him at the feast and said, Where is he?
12节，众人为他纷纷议论，有的说他是好人，有的说不然，他是迷惑众人的。
Verse 12, and there was much commenting among the people concerning him. Some said, He is good. Others said, No, on the contrary, he deceives the people.
其实主耶稣做事情总不是隐藏的在做，总是光明正大的在做。
We know when our Lord Jesus Christ brings out conduct, he doesn't act privately but openly.
他所讲的真理，他所说的教训，他所行的神迹，总是行在人的面前。
And the truth, the teachings, even the miracles that he says he conduct is always before the people.
有这么多人的在盯着他看。
And a lot of people are watching him.
但是不一样的人却产生出了不一样的结论。
But there were different conclusions from people.
有人听到他讲的，看到他做的，说这是一个好人。
And when people see his actions and his teaching, people say he is good.
觉得他的道理很好。
They feel that his teaching was great.
看到行神迹，一定有神跟他同在。
And when they saw the miracle he performed, they concluded that he has God's abidance.
才能够把鬼赶走。
That he could cast out the demon.
但是另外的一群人。
But on contrary, another group of people.
他们也是来听道理。
They also came to listen to the word of Jesus.
但是不是存着学习的心来。
But they did not come with the right intention.
一心就想要找到他的把柄来告他。
They only want to find the shortcoming of Jesus and accuse him.
甚至看到主耶稣所行的神迹。
Even when they saw the miracle Jesus performed,
把鬼赶出去了。
Jesus cast out demons.
他们有他们自己一套的解释，说这个人他是靠着鬼王在赶鬼。
Yeah, they had their own explanations that Jesus is can cast out the demon because he is relying on the king of demons.
可见这些人按着自己的标准感觉，就会有不一样的一个判断。
So from here we can see that people base their conclusion on their own standards.
好，但是我们来看约翰福音的第五章。
But if we look at John chapter 5,
五章的第三十九节
chapter 5 verse 39,
约翰福音五章第三十九节
John chapter 5 verse 39,
你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。
39, you search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me.
这个说你们查考圣经，或作在中文说应当查考圣经，你们要去查考圣经。
And here it says you search the scripture, and actually there's another sign say that you must search the scriptures.
为什么要查考圣经？
Why do we have to search the scriptures?
因为圣经里面有永生，让你能够得到生命。
Because in the Bible there's eternal lifeAnd we can receive this life.
那主耶稣说，为我做见证的就是这经。
And our Lord Jesus Christ tells us that these are they which testify of Him.
所以今天主耶稣他所行的到底是不是神迹？
So today, everything that Jesus performed, was it the miracle?
主耶稣所讲的到底是不是真理？
The teachings that our Jesus Christ preached, was that truth?
不应该凭着自己的感觉好或者是坏。
We shouldn't base our conclusion on our own standard, whether it's good or bad.
而是凭着圣经，为主做见证的圣经来看它。
But we must base our standard on this Bible that testify of Jesus.
因为为主做见证的就是这经，所以如果认识圣经的，他就能够认出耶稣真的就是从神来的。
Because Bible is the testimony of Jesus, and if we search this Bible, then we can understand Jesus indeed comes from God.
他一切所作所为根本不是推翻圣经，乃是成全圣经里面的预言。
Everything that he does is not to go against the Bible, but to fulfill the prophecies in the Bible.
好，所以今天我们也是一样。
Today it's the same for us.
我们要怎么样能够带给人有帮助的劝勉？
How can we exhort others so that we can bring edification to them?
这个标准不是按着我自己的喜好。
This standard is not based on what we like.
有时候我们去提醒人，把人家的不对的地方讲出来。
Sometimes we go and remind others, and we point out their wrongdoings.
那是因为我很难受啊。
A lot of times it's because we feel
uncomfortable. 他这样子做让我很难受，所以我不得不去告诉他。
Sometimes it's because the others do certain things that we feel uncomfortable, so we must go tell them.
好，但是我们其实要去之前，我们要想一下，主耶稣讲的话不要论断。
But indeed, before we go to them, we must ponder upon the word of God.
我们今天去讲的时候，要先用圣经的标准来查验这个人到底所作所为是对的还是不对的。
Before we confront others, we must sit back and think whether or this person is doing is according to the Bible or not.
如果我今天去劝他，
If we go exhort them,
我是不是能够用圣经的道理来讲解给他听？
Would I be able to use a teaching from the Bible and to tell him?
不是说我觉得你这个做的不对。
Or we simply just go to them and say you do wrong.
而是说弟兄啊，姐妹啊。我们来看一下圣经，有一段圣经想跟你分享一下，我们一起来学习。
Should we be able to go tell this brother or sister, maybe that we can sit down and learn the word of God together?
我们看一下这段圣经是这样子讲的。
Let's read this verse, and this verse has this teaching for us.
哦，那我看你最近的行为，你最近的讲话这样子，你觉得呢？
Because recently I noticed that your conduct, your behavior, your speech is going the other direction.
那这个其实，我想对听的人来说，如果他是真正信主的
，And I believe if we go from this perspective, and this person truly believes in God.
他看到了神的话，真的是这样子说的。
When this person sees the truth of God,
他会信服神。
This person would obey God.
他不是信服你，他是信服神。
This person would not obey you, but to obey God.
他不是信服你，因为你是父母。
And this person would not obey you because you're parents.
他不是信服你，因为你是教会的老师或者是长职传道负责人。
And this person would not obey you just because you're RE teachers, you're council member, you're preachers.
而是他看到了神的话，真理就在他前面。他衡量一下自己所作所为，了解到，哎呀，真的是有亏欠。
In fact, this person will only realize his own their own shortcoming because he sees that the way that they do is on the other direction of God's teaching.
所以论断跟劝勉，或者是说可以说的跟不可以说的，好对的就是用神的话为标准，不对就是用自己的。感觉为标准。
So to judge or to exhort, the difference lies on our own standard, whether we are using our own emotions or we are basing our standard on God's word.
好，第二是我们自己心里的动机。
Second, it's an intention of our heart.
这个别人看不到，但是我们自己心里知道。
No one knows, only you know.
论断的用意是在贬低，在攻击人。
To judge is to discriminate, to offend others.
劝勉是为了要造就他，使他变为更好。
But to exhort is to edify and to bring improvement of others.
那其实有时候这个在我们讲话的口气就可以发现得到，到底是在劝勉还是在论断。
And in fact, sometimes we can see this from the tone that we speak.
你到底是在劝他还是在骂他？
Are we judging others or exhorting others?
你一样讲的是同一件事情。
You're speaking the same matters.
但是你心里到底是存着什么样子的意念呢？
But what kind of intention or motivation we have in our heart?
所以有时候讲话很难听。
So sometimes this word sounds really bad.
但是却是对他好的。
But these words are edifying for others.
好，比如说我们来看约翰福音，马太福音，不好意思，马太福音。
If you look at Matthew,
马太福音第三章
，Chapter 3,
第七节
，Verse 7.
约翰看见许多法利赛人和撒都该人也来受洗，就对他们说：“毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？”
Verse 7, but when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?
第八节
Verse 8,
你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。
Therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance.
为什么法利赛人、撒都该人，而且是许多，都愿意来到约翰这边来？
And why did many of the,
why did many
of the Pharisees and Sadducees was willing to come to John the Baptist?
约翰说他们是什么毒蛇的种类啊
When John the Baptist called them brood of vipers.
今天你敢说谁是毒蛇的种类吗
Then do we dare to call other brood of vipers today?
这个约翰就讲你们毒蛇的种类。
John told them, "You brood of vipers."
那你被念成毒蛇的种类，你为什么还要去约翰那边
？If you are called brood of vipers, why would you still willing to go to John the Baptist?
哦，你去的还叫你的一样的法利赛人跟撒杜盖人都去被他念一下。
And even your Pharisees, your Sadducees, you went to him and you're being called by this.
好，为什么
？Why？
因为约翰，你去，你感受到他对你的关心。
Because when you went to John the Baptist, you could feel the cares that he had for you.
哦，他把你错误的地方指出来，你这个毒蛇的种类。但是，他接下来说什么样？你要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。
He pointed out your wrongdoings, and then after that, he told you to bear fruits.
哦，所以很多人愿意去听他，因为他感受到他对他们的关心。
And that was why a lot of people were willing to go to him because they could actually feel the cares he had for them.
他们感受到这个人是神派来要来帮助我改变的。
He felt that this person was sent by God to change us.
哦，叫他们。那约翰当然，其实他所做的就是要预备主耶稣的道路，叫人要悔改。
And of course, John, he was paving the way and prepares the way for Lord Jesus Christ to tell people to repent.
哦，虽然这些法利赛人，事实上当时候他们做的不好。
Even those Pharisees, they were doing a lot of bad things.
好，那约翰把他们指出来，但是他相信，他看到了他们能够改变的机会。
But John saw the opportunities for these people to change.
他们看到了他们能够改变的可能。
John saw the possibilities these people could change.
今天有时候我们不愿意去说。
A lot of times we are not willing to say.
因为从我们心里面，我们根本不觉得他可能会改变。
Because perhaps deep down in our hearts, we don't believe this person can change.
我说了也没用，他也不会听。
And it would be pointless and meaningless for us to even say to this person because they would not listen.
这个人就是这样子。
This person is like this.
你嘴巴没有论断他。
So even though you don't judge this person using your mouth,
那你的心不是论断他了吗？
But your heart already judges him.
哦，圣经也有这样子的一些例子。
In the Bible, we can see some other examples.
比如你看路加福音的十八章。
If we look at Luke chapter 18.
哦，路加福音十八章，我们
来
看十一节。
Verse 11.
法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说：“神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不向这个税吏。”
Verse 11. Then the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself: "God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector."
这个法利赛人在神面前祷告，在感谢神。
This Pharisee was praying and thanking God.
但是感谢神什么
？What was he thanking God for？
不是感谢神为救他，为他做了什么，而是感谢神说：“我怎么这么好啊？
Was,
我太好了，主神啊，我真感谢你。”到底是他在感谢神，还是他在称赞自己
？And he was not thanking God to protect him and to bless him, but he was actually praising himself.
哦，这个，我们想回来，就是说，那个你一直一个人常常受到称赞，以后他就会怎么样？甚至反而他别人没有在称赞他的时候，他就只好称赞自己了。
So from here we can see that if a person receives too much praises, and maybe later on this person will just become a person that would praise himself.
然后但是我们重点放在这里。他说：“我不向别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不向这个税吏。”
Let's look closely that this Pharisee said, "I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterer, or even as this tax collector."
哦，从他看来，这个税吏非常的不好。
From this Pharisee's view, this tax collector is very bad.
甚至用律法的角度来看，实在是有亏欠的地方。
Most certainly that if we look at the perspective from the law, this tax collector has wrongdoings.
但是法利赛人一点也不觉得这个税吏能够改变过来。
But this Pharisee Never believe that this tax collector can change.
我们来看路加福音的十五章。
If you look at Luke chapter 15,
十五章的第一节
，verse one，
众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。
Verse 1, then all the tax collectors and the sinners drew near to him to hear him.
第二节，法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。
Verse 2, and the Pharisees and scribes complained, saying, this man receives sinners and eats with them.
好，所以对文士跟法利赛人来说，这些罪人，这些税吏，他们是我连接近他都不想要接近他。
So for these Pharisees and scribes, they would never want to go closer to these tax collectors and sinners.
我要跟他有分别，要显出我是好的，他是不好的，要做出这样子的一个分别。
You know, they want to differentiate themselves. They want to separate themselves from these tax collectors and sinners.
甚至主耶稣跟这些税吏罪人在一起，他们就在议论说，这个人可能也好不到哪里去啊，去跟税吏跟罪人在一起。
And even to the point that when they see Jesus drew near, draw close to these tax collectors and sinners, they saw Jesus as maybe a bad person.
但是主耶稣他的心不一样。
But the heart of Lord Jesus was different.
主耶稣的心哪里不一样
？And what was the difference?
他相信罪人，他相信税吏能够改变。
Our Lord Jesus Christ believed that these tax collectors and the sinners could change.
所以有一次他在走的时候，来到耶利哥，走到一棵树下，他跟树上的撒该说：“下来，今天我要到你那里去。”
So that was why when our Lord Jesus passed by Jericho and he called Zacchaeus to come down from the tree.
撒该原来是一个什么税吏，而且还是一个税吏长啊。
Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector.
这个人欢喜地接待耶稣。
But Zacchaeus was happily received Jesus.
在筵席的时候，他立志说：“如果我以后我以前我亏欠了谁讹诈了谁，我要还他四倍。”
And we all know what happened.Was that when Zacchaeus during the feast he said, "If I had wronged others in the past, I will repay them back four times."
主耶稣说什么
？What did our Lord Jesus say?
救恩今天临到这家。
The salvation has come upon this family.
因为主耶稣来是寻找以色列家迷失的羊。
Because the reason our Lord Jesus Christ came to this world was to find the lost sheep.
其实不止税吏罪人是迷失的羊
and in fact, not just tax collector and the sinners are lost sheep.
这些法利赛人自义的人，常常互相讲好话的人，自己讲好话的人，他们的缺点没有人告诉他，他也是迷失的羊。
These self-righteous Pharisees and scribes who never received, who will always receive praises from one another.Are also the lost sheep.
所以主耶稣，其实你如果看这些比喻，在十五章失羊的比喻、失钱的比喻、浪子比喻，这些是讲给，是因为法利赛人的这些话议论，他讲给要教导他们的。
So you know, if we look carefully on the parables in Luke chapter 15, the parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost coin, the parable of the lost son, these parables were actually spoken towards the Pharisees and scribes.
让他们学习，指出他们的不对，要他们来学习天父的爱心。
So that they may learn the true love of Heavenly Father.
所以我们讲到的第二个部分就是动机。动机是为了要造就人，而不是要怎么样，要贬低人，或者是觉得这个人没有办法得救。
So our second point is that our intention is very important. We're not judging others to discriminate others, but to believe that this person can be saved.
所以我们没有讲出来，不代表就没有论断，对不对？我们刚刚讲到了，如果你在心里已经论断他了，那也是论断。
So even though we don't use our mouth to judge others, but if our heart judges this person already, that we have this intention already, we're judging them.
所以我们 最后看回来马太福音的第七章。
Now lastly, let's turn back to Matthew chapter 17.
第七章。
Verse 7, chapter 7.
第七章的第一节。
Verse 1.
你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。
Verse 1. Judge not that you may be not judged.
第二节。
Verse 2.
因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
Verse 2. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you.
第三节。
Verse 3.
为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？
And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eyes, but do not consider the plank in your own eye?
第四节。
Verse 4.
你自己眼中有梁木，怎能对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？
Verse 4. Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye?
第五节。
Verse 5.
你这假冒为善的人，先去掉自己眼中的梁木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eyes.
所以主耶稣在这边讲到的第一句从第一节开始说，你们不要论断人。
So here our Lord Jesus Christ tells us to judge not.
免得你们被论断。
That we be judged.
你去定人的罪，免得。你如果去定人的罪，那别人也要给你定罪。
And if we condemn others, we will be condemned as well.
你不给他机会来悔改、来改变，你不相信他会悔改、会改变，那别人也不给你机会。
If you don't believe this person can change, you don't give them an opportunity to change. Same for us, we will not receive the same opportunity to change.
主耶稣不是说不要去把别人的不对讲出来。
Our Lord Jesus Christ didn't tell us to withhold others' wrongdoing.
在这一段当中，我们看到了主耶稣。你如果看到最后面，他才说，先去掉自己眼中的梁木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
If we look at verse 5, our Lord Jesus Christ tells us to first remove the plank from our own eye, and then we can remove the speck from others' eye.
其实这个有几个教导。
There are a few teachings here.
第一个，不要想说我比你好，所以我才把你的不对告诉你。
First, we must not see ourselves highly than others, so that you know we tell others what they do wrong.
你要了解我也有不好的地方，甚至有时候我的不好还比你的更大。
We must understand that we have our own shortcomings, and a lot of times maybe our shortcoming is more than others.
只有在你认为明白自己也是缺欠的时候，那用谦卑的角度来彼此相劝，彼此相扶持。
But only when we realize that we also fall short of God's grace, then we can use humility to exhort one another.
而不是用一个高高在上，我完全没有过失的一个伪装来责备人。
And we are not just let other people feel condescending, that we're just accusing them.
所以我今天来劝你，不是因为我比你好，实在我也有很多的亏欠。
So today, when we exhort others, we understand we also have a lot of shortcomings.
我先面对了我自己不好的地方，我甚至跟你分享我的软弱，那希望你能够跟我一样，在主里面，在圣灵里面，真理当中得到力量，再站起来。
We first face our shortcomings, face our weaknesses. We share this shortcoming with others, and then we encourage one another to be strengthened and to grow in God.
再来，你要用道理去教导别人，那我们自己是服从道理的吗？
And later, we must ask ourselves.If we want to use the teaching of God to teach others, do we first understand the words of God?
或者是说我们自己是顺服神的吗？
Do we also obey God?
你要要求别人去顺服神，那我们自己有没有顺服神？
If we want others to obey God, do we first obey God first?
所以让我们先顺服神，才去提醒别人来顺服神。
And therefore, let us obey God first, then and that we can tell others to obey and submit to God.
所以从今天这几点来看的话，我们把综合一下，我们会发现，其实圣经里面是告诉我们要劝勉人。
So from the few points that we talk about today, if we put everything together, we can see that Bible actually wants us to exhort one another.
你看到一个人一个行为一个讲话有偏差的时候。
If we see this person's conduct, their speech has gone astray.
我们不要觉得说这跟我没关系。
Let us not think that this thing has nothing to do with us.
或者说他一定不会改的。
Or let us not think that this person would never change.
首先我们先用道理来做标准来衡量一下。
Let us first use the standard in the Bible to evaluate.
这个我觉得不对，但是道理有没有这么说呢？
If we
没有圣经的根据？
If we hear something that is not right, let's first look into the Bible and find evidence.
好，有，圣经是这样说的，它实在是不对。
And if weSearch the Bible, and we find that this person has done wrong.
你也不要很高兴的跑去，你看我就知道你这个不对。
But let's not just go ahead right away to accuse them.
省察自己的动机。
Let us first examine our own motivation.
我是要来帮助他呢，还是我要来教训他
？Do we want to help this person or to
teach him a lesson?
Teaching a lesson.
最后。那我自己呢？我是否有用谦卑认识自己不足的地方
？And do we come from our own humility and knowing we also have shortcomings？
而且我自己是不是也非常的愿意？我今天帮助他，那我也愿意他下次把我不对的地方提出来，我也是乐意的接受。
And do we realize and feel that even though this time we are going to exhort this person, but at the same time we also expect they to exhort us in the future.
如果我们天天在家里面，在教会里面，都是彼此的相劝。
And if we can exhort one another daily, at home or at church,
相信对方一定能够在主的圣灵真理带领之下越来越好。
And we believe that this person can actually be better in the spirit and the truth.Of God.
借着圣灵的能力，智慧的引导，把这条路指给他看。
And by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can point out the right direction to the person.
你帮他，他也帮你。
We help them, they help us.
那一定，这个教会会继续的成长。
Now, of course, our church will certainly grow.
愿主祝福各位。
May God bless everyone.
我们来唱赞美的诗歌。
Sing hymn
345首。
345.